Wrestling fans, promoters, wrestlers, and anyone who enjoys pro wrestling now have something new to be excited about. The Wrestling Fans International Association, the WFIA, is back. WFIA is an association that exists to promote, grow, and support professional wrestling throughout the world. Membership is free. Your membership includes a free digital bi-monthly publication of the Wrestling Fan News newsletter, association updates, voting privileges, and much more. Please go to thewfia.org, that's thewfia.org, and become a member today. Attention WFIA members, you're not going to want to miss this one. The 2024 WFIA virtual convention will be this fall from September 13th through 15th online. We're going to have the world's strongest man, Ken Patera, the world's most dangerous announcer, Gary Michael Capetta, and many more. Folks, you don't want to miss this one. Tickets and prices will be out soon. So keep looking online at the WFIA.org website and our Facebook page and watch and register as soon as you can. You must be a WFIA member to be a part of the convention. So go to WFIA.org and become a member today.
What's going on, everybody? This is Pro Wrestling Wire Radio, part of ProWrestlingWire.com. Rick Del Santo here. Got a very special guest today. I wouldn't really necessarily call him a guest, as he is a member of the Pro Wrestling Wire staff and contributor. Very good friend, Uncle Otis. What's going on, Uncle Otis?
Hey, how's it going? Good morning, my brother.
Good morning.
So, how did you do last night? I was talking to you earlier, and I was telling you about my power outage issue.
Well, you know, this whole thing with this daylight savings time threw me off a little bit. Like I said, I do wake up normally pretty early. Today, it's my clock's at 9:30. I was like, oh, shit, I'm late. And I realized that I wasn't really necessarily that late, but I did make us a little bit late. I had to still make breakfast and pour my coffee and stuff. So, So it's it did take its toll on me. One thing I realized is I am a late person. I stay up late, and I thought it was like close to 4 o'clock in the morning. And it definitely, you know, I guess
I don't have daylight savings time, and I don't understand it anymore. It was cool when I was a kid, but you know what? I'm not digging it very much at this age. So
there was a lot of bad weather last night as well. We had a lot of rain. It was coming down pretty hard, so I think that might have thrown our internet off a little bit. So hopefully, folks, listen to us. Hopefully, this recording will come out right. I do, or at least as best as we can. I do see my little internet signal flashing a little bit here and there, but we're going to do the best we can today. So hopefully,
yeah, absolutely.
So we're here to talk about wrestling. We're here to talk about your contributions to the professional wrestling business, my contributions to the professional wrestling business, events that we have coming up, and recent events that we have attended. Let's start with you. Let's actually talk about your history a little bit. So you're just kind of getting into the world of professional wrestling in this last few months.
I've just been getting involved in wanting to push the talent because, I've been a pro wrestling fan my whole life, really. I mean, well, at least since, not my whole life, but since my, early 20s.
Right.
And the thing about it was, I was one of those people that was like, because with professional wrestling, either you hate it or you love it. There really is no in between. You could talk to somebody about it and they could really, either they care less or they really want to get involved in the conversation. And with that, I was one of those guys that could care less. And that was when I was, younger and a teenager and so forth. But when I got into my early 20s, my ex-wife, at the time, my wife, we lived in a condo complex in San Antonio, and we were right near Gold's Gym. And a lot of times the shows, pro wrestling shows, would come through the Freeman Coliseum down there. And I never went to a one, but my wife had a babysitting service, and she hung some flyers in the gym and the laundromat and the store, whatever. And some of the independent guys, when they were rolling through and they'd be, you know, at the laundromat doing, taking care of their stuff or whatever, they would, their wives would want to go shopping, you know, because San Antonio, outstanding for, you know, the Riverwalk and all that.
Right.
And my wife would babysit some of their kids. And I started to learn just how real pro wrestling is, because we would get calls constantly. You know, this one hurt his shoulder. This one had to, he's at the emergency room. He blew his knee out. And I started to realize, you know what? These guys are serious, and this is not a joke. And that's when I started watching wrestling and getting really involved in it. And I've been a fan ever since. However, just recently got into the independence, thanks to, you know, talking with Kevin and Kevin Sabin, you know, probably one of the nicest people I've ever met.
Absolutely.
Very down to earth. And, you know, I talked to him for a little while, and he introduced me to you. And I met Steven, you know, Sunset Steve, and some of the guys. And first of all, I want to say I have yet to meet anybody who would give me, you know, the side eye, or, I mean, everybody is, they treat you like family. They really do. A bunch of nice guys.
We got a lot of great people out here in our area. So a lot of great guys, and a lot of them I know are appreciative of the exposure. I learned that from doing this show, or the show that I previously did, PWZ, that, you know, that's how I met a lot of the guys, and that's how people like people at Paradise Alley learned about me, was that I would go to the shows and cover them, and they would hear about it. And I made friends with a lot of people there, and I'm still very good friends with a lot of people there, but they're very appreciative of the work that guys like you or me put in. You know what I'm saying? As long as we are not leeches, I guess, in a way. So, you know what I mean? Don't take advantage. That's one thing that I've always found very important. I've never, you know, it's just something I did as a hobby and did for fun, and that they appreciated it very, right, very much.
That's the payout. That's the payout for me too. Just like you, I'm doing it. Everything that I do is, you know, I don't get a one brown penny for anything. I'm strictly doing it because the independent circuit's a tough business for the guys, and they really have to. They work twice as hard, because they're hungry, and they're hoping for that big break, because, I mean, let's face it, that they need the big break. And that could be wrestling a certain wrestler that they wanted to wrestle, you know, since they got into the business or before previous, or just the fact that they want to advance to a different kind of circuit, or to expand where they're going. As far as maybe territories or whatever, I was talking to a couple of the guys the other day, and I was saying, you know, if more of the guys looked at themselves as a product, they push their product, and sometimes they can be, you know, I know that, you know, the different matches and stuff, sometimes they might just need the work, or want the work, or want the exposure, and then they'll go ahead and they'll take a match. But they probably also, you know, look at it as, hey, you know, if they look at it as a product, themselves as a product, they're going to say, is this match the right match for me? Or is this guy's exposure with this guy, you know, is this going to help advance my career? And I'm sure that they, you know, they got a lot on their plate and they got to think about things like that. And what I'm trying to do is to take the marketing part of it on social media out of it for them so that they can concentrate on focusing on what it is that they've got next going on, you know, and it's difficult for them to have to be able to get promos in and do things that they need to do to help advance it. So this, I'm hoping, will help them in that way. It's some free exposure. I'm on 6 platforms. I'm on, you know, Pinterest, even Pinterest, and I'm on X, which used to be Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Threads, YouTube. And with those different platforms, a lot of people may say Pinterest. They actually have, all of these sites have business models, free, you know, like a basic, where you can go in and what it does is it gives you the analytics of every post that you put up. It tells you how many shares, how many likes, how many views, all of that, so that you know what's working, what's not working. And that's what I'm trying to do, is to find out what's going to work for these guys. I've been fortunate, and never in my life, I mean, I was off Facebook and some other social media things for a while, and I came back on when I got back into you know, wrestling. And I said, I'm going to totally know. I started doing personal stuff, and then I said, no, that's not the purpose of doing this. You know, posting my personal stuff on those social websites.
Right.
Now it's strictly business for me, and I just want to put in some time in my retirement and do something that I can. I want to leave a little bit of a footprint, and there's no better way for any person to do that than to help another person.
Right.
And that's basically what it boils down to. I mean, you know, nuts to screws.
Well, I know a lot of the guys appreciate it, and a lot of guys are very thankful for the stuff that you do. And, you know, you've been, you know, and this is how we actually met. We met at a show, really. Yep, Coliseum, which is a company that I do commentary for. And we've got a big event coming up in April. We'll talk about that before we get off the air. But I'm always going to push that. Sorry. So anytime I get that word in Coliseum. So, I mean, I think you were a follower of mine on Instagram at first for quite some time. And then I don't think I realized. And then one day you came up to me and said, "Hey, are you Rick Del Santo?" And I said, "Yeah." And then you told me exactly who you were. I knew it because I saw your user handle constantly in my feed, liking a lot of the things. And I got to tell you that you've been very helpful to the independent scene. This is in those, in that past year, I think that we've become very good friends because we basically have a similar mindset for professional wrestling and what we want to do in this business as far as helping and putting guys over and helping guys get exposure. And, you know, and we don't ask for anything back. That's the other thing we're doing this for fun. I do it because, you know, you said you wanted to leave a footprint. I am very similar in that matter, as I want to do something to leave, say, hey, my kid could say, hey, my dad did something. You know what I'm saying? So, and then people, you know, may know me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a good point in that, you know, I made a lot of bad decisions in my life. You know, I mean, we all do.
We all do. Yeah.
And I just wanted to, you know, saying leaving a footprint may even not even be, that may be a little extreme to say, but I wanted, like you said, my kids to say, you know, the old man gave it one last shot to, you know, do something that he felt good at, and he was helping somebody else while he did it. So, you know, I can't really complain about that. Nothing to bitch about, you know. I really enjoy now getting to know the guys. a lot of them do tell me all the time how much they appreciate what I do. And, you know, that's really cool that I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it, you know, like they really have almost been like family to me, that because yeah. That's something else that I've never really had is like I've always had family, but not people in the friend category. You know, right. I've kind of been that guy that's only really trusted one guy. And you met my brother.
Mike.
Yeah. And, you know, he's been a buddy of mine for almost 26 years. I met him like a year before his wife, 26 mm-hmm. years. Me and him been hanging. And we still get together once a week and just hang out, you know?
Yeah.
But he's been talking to some of his friends and they were like, wow, I didn't realize that there's pro wrestling, you know, indie shows as often as there is, because they didn't get the exposure. And now we're starting to find other people that are saying, you know, oh, so you're doing what? Oh, I'm doing some posting of some, you know, and they look at one or two of the crazy reels that I do with the music and stuff. And they're like, wow, what show was that? And then I tell them and they're like, I didn't know that they had, you know, oh, there's, East Haven, West Haven, Bristol, you know, even just over the border, Springfield, you know, and stuff like that.
Right.
What's that? That's, you know, for an hour drive, even for me, you know, right. Being on the shoreline.
So, I think it's worth it, honestly, to take that hour drive from Springfield from it's an hour drive just about from almost anywhere in Connecticut, maybe a little bit longer. But I'm going to tell you, I drive to Springfield probably two times a month for a show, one for New Age Wrestling, one for Bay State Championship Wrestling. And I got to tell you, it is worth checking out those shows. It's fun. You're going to get exposure to maybe wrestlers that that you're not so familiar with, but there's also a lot of guys that work here in the Connecticut scene that go up there. One that we were speaking about earlier that, you know, I'm interviewing a little bit later, Alan Compass, Zachariah Gibbs, Jekyll. The House of Pain, you know, I could go on now. Giorgio Lawrence is getting exposure in Massachusetts as well. So, you know, there's a lot of really, Sunset Steve. Let's not forget Sunset Steve, because he's been working up there a lot as well. So there's a lot of guys out there that, you know, from Connecticut that go up there, and it's like an hour drive. So it's not an easy thing to do constantly. And one of the things is that people don't realize, like, these guys are in this to get to that level, to get to that level. You can't say you're getting into professional wrestling, you just want to work local indies for the rest of your life. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Everybody's dream is, especially at least when you first get in it, is to get to that level. Maybe after a few years, you change your mind. You're just but you know, it's hard on these guys because they have real jobs. They have families. They're not making their living off of doing local indies.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah.
In front of groups like maybe 30 to 100 people sometimes. You know what I mean? I've been to shows where only 9 people have paid tickets to get in. So, and that's rough because then at that point, there's a loss for the company. There's a loss. It's, the promoter's got to worry about paying each and every member of that roster as well. So that's another negative.
There's a lot of people that's involved in a show. You know,
there's a lot of people. There's a production staff, the ring crew, then there's a lot of the talent.
Ring announcers and whatever, it's just, I think anybody that is familiar with pro wrestling knows that these guys really, it's a lot that has to do with a dream too, because let's face it, it's not an easy business. It's not an easy business financially for them. And it's not easy, you know, health-wise, as far as, you know, they get banged up, bruised, and you know, they might have to sleep in their car or whatever. You know, a lot of us have heard the stories, but those aren't made up. And these guys, you know, they go through a lot. And that's what it, to me, is the most amazing thing, that they do this as often as they can, and yet they still have a good attitude.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's not forget. Let's give a shout out. And I just want to give a shout out to someone that's very near and dear to my heart, Nick Payne and Hakim Ali, the House of Payne, those guys do a lot for professional wrestling. They, you know, Nick is just an awesome dude. And he, you know, he's a booker over at Coliseum Pro Wrestling. And, you know, he's run Empire Pro Wrestling in the past, which was his group, and he's done a lot at the other groups, and those, you know, and he's just an all-around good dude. That's probably one of my first friends in professional wrestling, and I think that he was one that would always appreciate a lot of the work that I did, as well as somebody I'm going to tell you that's an absolutely great friend of mine, one of my best friends in the business, Matt DeCourt as well, who's just
Matt is awesome guy. Yeah, he always, every time I see him, hey, what's up? You know, he's a nice guy, real nice. And
I can't walk into a building without getting attacked with a hug from Matt DeCourt. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, he's that kind of guy. And you know what? And he follows me almost on every platform I'm on.
Right.
You know, and he makes it known too. I see him, you know, hey, what's, you know, commenting and stuff. Good guy.
Yeah. Let's talk about your YouTube channel a little bit. So you just started this up recently, correct?
Yeah, it's really what it is. I'm actually flooding myself, mistakenly, I guess you'd say, if I'm lucky. But I'm trying to get everything up and running at once. Maybe it's not a good idea, but I want to go in full steam. I'm finding that, you know, life is precious and you got to do what you got to do now while you can, you know. So I'm going at it, everything right at the gut. But the YouTube channel, I probably got over 70 videos and shorts up there right now,
right,
that people can check out.
The shorts are where a lot of people get their views, I tell you that. So just keep pushing those out, because that and then at some point after you reach the number of subscribers with the shorts, like, you can get a lot of you can actually start making income off that stuff as well.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping that that's an option, because would have to, you know, I collecting Social Security and blah blah blah, and it's a long story, you know, and not to mention that, leave that to the, you know, younger kids, right. Let them make money off of that. I mean, that's the way of the times now anyway, you know, but because I do it to give the guys exposure and for me to keep busy.
Right. But before we go any further, what's the name of your YouTube channel so we could find it? So anybody listening could find it.
Oh, geez, Louise. I know.
I put you on the spot. I know, I subscribed. I couldn't. And it's,
if you go on and you put in Unc Otis.
Okay.
I put in a capital UNC, capital OATIS.
Okay.
It usually, when I used to use the whole thing, Uncle Otis, there's a rapper apparently named Uncle Otis. So I had to shorten, do something, and that worked, Unc Otis. Yeah. So
okay, there you go. The,
you know, Facebook and Facebook is my real name. And then it's got the little thing that says Uncle Otis on the side, or Unc Otis. But if you put in Uncle Otis, you might get lucky and find me on YouTube or, you know, X or one of those. Or Unc Otis, you could try that.
Okay. So I'm sorry. Social media is the way of the current times. You need to get your stuff in there, get your stuff out there. I know a lot of it's the younger kids are very good with it. I don't know how good I am with it. You know, I'm on TikTok. I'm on TikTok. I have a couple thousand subscribers, and some of my videos will have, you know, 50,000 views, and then others will have like 200. So there's sometimes it's just, I have no idea, you know, and I have no idea what I'm doing. I just post it and put a bunch of hashtags and leave it to Leave it to the Lord, I guess you could say.
That's exactly what I do. I hashtag everything. Oh, by the way, people probably have said, how come Unc didn't put his teeth in?
I didn't
nobody
even think
wants
of it.
To walk around with a ball in their mouth all day.
Anyways.
Back to that, you were saying how, you know, I just hashtag everything. And then what I do is I keep an eye on the analytics. And, you know, I've got a couple of posts that are creeping up on, you know, a couple few thousand views. And either my 150 or 200 followers that I have on this one and 50 on that one and 75 on, you know, collectively. Either that or they're watching it 100,000 times each. I don't know. but I'm doing okay. I mean, I'm surprised. Even my wife was looking at some of the analytics saying, wow, you know, so you're getting views. And I'm like, that's good because it's putting them out, you know, it's putting out great guys like Alan Compass and guys that have been around in the Bull Dread, you know. We've been around for 23 years now.
Yeah. And speaking of which, Dred's got two more years left before he decides to retire. I know he's been on this show plenty of times. He's talked about it. We're kind of loosely starting work on a documentary regarding him. I will be the producer of it. Mm-hmm. So this is just something we got. I mean, we talked about it, I think, in the middle of last year. We haven't really gone further with it, but I do have a list of names that I will be interviewing over time. And so I want people to, you know, I want people to look out for that. And then if you guys ever want to be if you guys are fans of Dreads, no Dread, y'all can get in touch with me. Anybody that listens to this show can get in touch with me. You can hit me up prowrestlezone@gmail.com or, you know, find me on the social medias and you can hit me up. So there's
and you'll be posting stuff about that on the different platforms, right?
Of course. You know, so
that'd be great. Yeah.
And this is going to be something that's going to be, you know, it's going to take a long time to go through because, you know, he had a 20 plus right now, currently 23 year career, and he's slowly creeping up on 25 years. Dredd is a very good guy. You know, I've had the pleasure of, you know, hanging out with him and had the pleasure of getting to know him and calling him a very good friend. And, you know, it's going to be sad to see him disappear from active competitor, but I have a feeling that he'll still stick around, maybe contributing to the scene in a way, shape or form.
I was telling you earlier about how I had talked to him yesterday for a while. I shot him a text about something, and then me and him went back and forth, and he was talking about his, you know, tenure, 23 years, and how he was, you know, he wants to basically use his time to wrestle guys because he feels like, you know, he's done his dues and he's gotten where he's wanted to be. And he's surprised that he's been there this long and still, you know, getting over like he is. And, I mean, if he's on the card, there's going to be a lot of people in the house, you know?
Yeah.
And he was talking about how he'd like to use this time he's got left and help the other guys with, you know, ring psychology and awareness and that kind of stuff. And you know, keep them, you know, on their toes. And he's going to do that through his matches, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there are people that have been a fan of his for quite some time. He had a good tenure for Northeast Wrestling, which is probably the biggest organization in our area. You know, they draw a lot of people at their shows, anywhere from a few hundred to, a few thousand.
Yeah.
So how did you discover the indies? I don't think we got into that.
I was hanging out with my brother and I saw that there was a show coming up. It was a Coliseum pro wrestling show at the Elks.
Mm-hmm.
Was that 1537?
That's the That's the CPW studios. Okay. So on air, we call that the CPW studios.
Okay. I apologize.
No, you're good. You're good.
However, yeah, we went to a show. And like I said, I happen to bring with me some pictures of Paul Roma that I had. And I had with when he was with Hercules, Power and Glory.
Right.
And I had those, and they were with Dave Paradise. And it was just some, you know, pics. And right. I brought them with me because I was, you know, hoping that, you know, I might meet somebody that would know him and could pass him along. And I was talking with Kevin for a while. Kevin Saban, and like I said, he was fantastic. And we watched the show, and I, for the heck of it, I pulled my phone out, I popped a few pics, and I'm not bragging or anything, but I have a bit of an artistic eye, so I try to put that to use. I used to do a lot of drawing and painting and stuff like that, so you know, I'm very, everything is very aesthetic with so I was like, wow, those are so pretty cool. And I posted them and people were loving it, you know? And I was like, you know what? These guys really work hard. This may be a way I could give back to the business that I loved my whole life. I actually wanted to be a manager, but physically, I don't think I'm capable. And certainly at this point in my life, had I known when I was younger that I could have went to school and trained and put my marketing skills and my, you know, other experiences that I've had in life, managing other kinds of things into, you know, managing a wrestler, that would be really cool. But sometimes you got to be that guy, and I'm just not that guy. So this is the other way I'm going to give back to the industry.
Well, I mean, you're doing a fantastic job, I think. And I know, like I said before, what's that?
And it's fun.
It is. It is. We've had some really good shows that we've attended as of late. What was it? 2 weeks ago, we were at the Blood, Sweat, and Tears show. Was that 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. Yeah. That was a fantastic show.
Yeah, it's a great venue as well, Devonshire Hall. They announced their next show. Let me find the information. They announced the next show, which is going to be Elevate 2, I believe.
Yes, so, it is.
And let me get the date. They've already
released a couple of the matches that I think they're going to have, or not, maybe not the matches, but some of the talent they have booked already.
Yeah, it's going to be April 19th. It's going to be Devonshire Hall in Hamden, Connecticut. I want everybody to go get their tickets for it. Pro Wrestling Wire is actually going to be a sponsor for that show. So
great.
We sponsored last show. So if you go and check out, the social media posts that they've been putting out, you will see our name, the interviews that they are putting out, the exclusive social media interviews are as presented by ProWrestlingWire.com. So that's, I just wanted to put that out there. So April 19th, we've got a busy couple of weeks coming up, probably 6 weeks in a row coming up. And I think that next weekend might be my last free weekend, maybe the weekend after. I can't remember, because I think that this weekend coming up.
Do you ever have a free weekend?
ask my wife how she feels about that. So,
no, you know.
So, so next weekend it's let me see what it is, or this weekend coming up, I'm sorry,
if you don't mind me looking at my calendar.
yeah I mean, you've got everything listed.
What's it, the was OCW, but they
we'll get into that right now, actually. Yeah. OCW, which is formerly Outcast Championship Wrestling. I guess I was not allowed to speak about it necessarily, because I was going to put out an article. I spoke with promoter Shea Slater. So I will just say they had to change their name. It is now the Outcast Wrestling Federation. They're going to have a show, Legend Sports Bar, Bristol, Connecticut, this coming Friday. It is a at a bar, so it's going to start at 10 p.m. Okay, I, Richard Del Santo, is going to be a part of this program. It is I will be the commentator for that show. You're going to get champion Lou Jacobs defending his title against one of the Northeast's most probably one of the most popular young wrestlers in the Northeast and one of the most in-demand professional wrestlers in the Northeast, Jermaine Marbury. So I have a feeling that this is going to be a barn burner and of a match, and there's going to be a whole great there's going to be a great show overall.
Yeah, that one for me, I'm really I'm going to try my best to be at that one. However, that with Jermaine is right now on fire. You hear me?
Absolutely.
On fire. Every time I go on one of my platforms, I scroll and I see his name, and he's got something else coming up. So that would be one to catch.
To me, it's one of those. It's probably the that one wrestling open match gave him this like big time exposure. He got really over with the fans and they just started booking him every week. And that's a lot of exposure for him because he's available on that's available, I think, internationally through, you know, Roku and web apps and stuff like that. You know, it's a very big platform for independentwrestling.tv. It's one of the for independent wrestling, it's one of the biggest it is the biggest and most consistent streaming services for independent professional wrestling. It's got there's stuff basically all week long streaming, and the back catalog of video on demand is just wildly insane. I mean, it's there's times that there's like two or three shows streaming at the same exact time, so you have to pick and choose what you want. I mean, you can go back and watch later on, but so that's just wild there. So, and of course, Saturday I'm going to be at New Age Wrestling in Springfield, Massachusetts, which to me, New Age is, I'd have to say maybe I'm calling it a little early, but it's my second home in a way. So
I could say that.
It's Coliseum Pro Wrestling is my home, and we have basically a sister companies in a way. We work together. We bring each other talent into both shows. You know what I mean? So we have a good rapport with them, and they come in, and you know, they're one of our sponsors as well. If you don't mind me taking a minute to do the rundown for the show, it's this Saturday.
I was just gonna ask you. I was just now checking my social media, because I wanted to look and see about that card. But if you got that handy,
I have it.
That's too.
Yeah, I have it right here in front of me. It's a New Age Championship match. Chris Cage taking on Super Nitro. Now, if anybody was at the show 2 months ago, which would be January, you know that they had a Rumble match. All the last three competitors all hit the floor at the same exact time, which was Super Nitro, Chris Taylor, and Jay Vara. And New Age Management has decided that all three men that hit the floor at the same time would get a title shot, as opposed to starting it over and then only having one winner. Last month, Chris Taylor got his match. He is a former New Age Wrestling heavyweight champion. He lost that belt to Chris Cage, and they have a long history. So he was not able to regain that title. However, this month he's going against Super Nitro, who is quite an exceptional talent. Let's not forget that I believe that Super Nitro is going to be returning to Coliseum Pro Wrestling very soon. So keep an eye out for that. He made his Coliseum debut just a couple months ago, and he's an ever impressive individual. He has a martial arts background, so he's very good.
It was at Redemption?
Redemption. It was the one before that. Redemption was the last show. It was the one before that. I'm my Jeez, my brain is struggling a little bit. It wasn't Nightmare, right? Nightmare wasn't the one before that.
No.
I'll remember it, yeah. And I'll put it in the comments. And
find out.
Of course, the Fans Choice Champion Alan Bano is going to go against former champion Kamikaze. Alan Bano is
going to be a match.
Yes, Alan Bano is a Coliseum regular. He's been down there. He's also been working some PAPW shows.
One that's on fire.
Yeah, absolutely. He's been getting out there. Kamikaze, of course, he made his Coliseum debut, I believe, at Nightmare on Main Street. So he's the ever impressive individual. That guy is like a cruiserweight that just goes all over the place. And you just got to be careful, because if, you know, he will jump off tables, he will jump off this and that.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's definitely a lot more in the air than he is, he is on the mat, you know?
Yeah. We've got Jay Vara and Tony Leenda. Jay Vara appeared on this program just a few months back. He's a very fluid individual in that ring. Very good wrestler. Going against Tony.
Popular on my platforms, I might add.
Yeah. He's going against Tony Leenda, who's a great individual in the ring. He's a big guy, and he's a member of First Class. But Tony will be making his Coliseum debut in April, by the way, just for the record. So that's going to be he's one of the First Class members that have not come down to Coliseum as of yet. However, I can't list any of the matches for the Coliseum show as of yet. I have them because, you know, I'm me. But so let's get back into this new age. Jorge Sante, he's also making his Coliseum debut. He's going against Saber Dorado at this new age show. That match is going to be good. I interviewed Jorge about 2 weeks ago. Guys, go up on the website, ProWrestlingWire.com, and check out that interview. Jorge's great, man. He's got exposure in AEW, Ring of Honor, and all that stuff. So he's been around for 20 plus years, and he's he's really good. Of course, we've talked about these guys quite a bit today. Our good friends, the House of Pain, taking on the Wave, all that plus much more. There's definitely there's more action coming to that show in New Age Wrestling. So I want
Definitely that is one I'm going to, which I want to talk to you about at some point. Not necessarily today, but.
Well, we'll talk off here. So, that's going to be a good show. It's going to be at the Dunbar Community Center in Springfield, Mass. So let's get to I think that's it for this. Of course, the 23rd, in the House of Pain, returning to Springfield, Massachusetts. We will be a part of the Wrestling Classic Convention. I want everybody to go out there. There's guys like Matt Riddle is going to be there, Sabu, Eric Bischoff. It's going to be a big wrestling autograph convention. I know there's going to be other stuff, such as collectibles and such. And I know there's going to be a lot more that have not been announced there. But I want everybody to go check it out. If you guys are wrestling nerds and collectors, I highly recommend
you
guys get out there. Those kind
of things for me are dangerous.
Trust me, I know.
If I have 2 bucks left in my pocket, I'm coming home with something.
Yeah, trust me, I know. I know. I've been there. So let me see what else there is. Let's go over these events again before we, you know, have to to cut it, because I know that let's see. Okay, so the Real Folk Blues is presented by Tetsu Pro. It's going to be Saturday, April 13th. I believe only 2 matches have been announced for that show so far. It's going to be, hang on, I'm trying to bring it up. Troy Stevens defending his belt, the inaugural Tetsu Pro champion. He's going to be taking on Azrael. This is going to be his first title defense, because the show in February was canceled because of a snowstorm. So, and then Delmi Exo is returning to go against Skylar. This is going to be a last woman standing match.
Mm.
That's going to be interesting. Yeah. Now, these guys, these ladies, have a long history going against each other. Now, before I'll let you speak in just 1 second. I'm sorry. I'm going on a rant right here. So that's at the Bristol Boys and Girls Club. It's Saturday, April 13th. It's always a it's always something special there. Those are some really big crowds. They run the biggest or the best shows. Let me not say the biggest, but they run the best shows. But I want to say congratulations to Tattoo Pro for they just struck a streaming deal. I just put an article up on ProWrestlingWire.com about it that they're now on the Sports Channel, which is available on Google, Apple, and Roku. All past events are already up there. If you guys are looking to hear more of me, you can go up there and listen to the last two shows. My beautiful voice is up there. And the all future shows will be streamed up there as well. So that's something to be excited to go down to your Roku. If you have a Roku, go download it. The Sports Channel. You will, there's a lot of independent sports there, but you know, I only download it for the wrestling. So, and I want to hear my voice. So, you know, I just highly recommend it's free. You can't get any better than free. You get some really good exposure there.
Yes, you do. And I was going to say, let's not forget there is that PAPW show coming up.
That's right. I have the lineup for that. Actually, we can go. We can run over that if you want. We still got a few minutes left.
If you have a few minutes.
Yeah, we got some time left. We got roughly 15 minutes left, so we can we can go over that. Let's see. We've got PAPW. It's going to be called Saint Paradise. 662 Co Avenue, East Haven, Connecticut. It's going to be at the Paradise Alley Training Facility. Now, I just want to mention something. If you guys are interested in get there early because the last three shows have been sold out. Maybe it's three or four shows. So I highly recommend it's not a big building. So I just want to make sure that people can get in. Bring your $20. It's $20 to get in. You will have a good time. I guarantee that you will.
And if I may, the thing about PAPW is every seat is front row in that place.
Yep. There's literally only three rows in that place. So you will have a beautiful seat no matter where you sit. You can see all the action. Yeah.
Yes.
Let's go through the card real quick. So, and then of course, as it's as we get closer, I know we will talk about it a little bit more too. Okay, for the World Heavyweight Championship, Paradise Alley Championship, champion Hunter Tarka taking on former champion, my former podcast co-host, Showtime Marcel Williams. Showtime coming out of nowhere after a
right at the last event and basically tried to blindside Hunter.
Yeah, Hunter turned around just in time, and then they had a little scuffle. They had a little scuffle after that.
Yeah, but you know what? The thing about about Hunter is I like the way he is grounded when he. You know, when he's really, when you get his feathers up on his back, he's like, he becomes like a raging bull, you know, like, it's like all old school wrestlers come out in his, and I love that.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, absolutely. And a great guy as well. So when I went to the last Paradise Alley show, I had a great time, by the way. Of course, I saw you sat with you, and I did not realize at first I was sitting with his mother. Her and I follow each other on social media, but I had a chance to meet her, and she's a very nice lady as well. Met his parents, I should say, not just her. Yeah,
and her husband. Yeah, they're wonderful people. Really, really cool people.
Yeah. So a fatal four-way for the AIWF International Championship. The last show. Saw the champion be crowned. The PAPW Intercontinental Championship was retired, and
International. I thought.
Yeah. Hold on. It's the PAPW Intercontinental title was retired that night, However, the AIWF, now that the AIWF is or PAPW is part of the AIWF, they have crowned the AIWF international champion, and that is Bloodsaw. He won that belt in a gauntlet, and now he's in a fatal four-way defending against Alan Compass, Jekyll, and Alan Bano. Alan Bano is returning to Paradise Alley.
And that's good. The last four-way was with Frosty.
Yep. It was a gauntlet. It was Frosty, it was Fly Knight, it was
Sylvan,
yep, and then Casanova.
Chad Casanova, thank you.
Yep. Yeah, which that was an ever impressive match. That was a fun one. Let's move along here. Yeah. So we've got the United States champion Ryan Frost, speaking of which, who we were just speaking about, defending against Sylvan. And this should be an interesting match. Ryan Frost has been a very good United States champion.
Yeah. Well, you saw how that one played out.
Yep.
At the last event, you know, they kind of were working together, and then all of a sudden, boom. And they took it to the mat with their, Frosty and his kendo.
Yep.
A stave.
A women's three-way match. Champion Sammy Chaos defending against Dajay, Simone, and Skylar.
Sammy Chaos is another one. She's on fire too.
Yeah, absolutely. We also have a tag team championship match. It's going to be R&B, which is Jermaine Marbury and Troy Stevens, who just won those belts at the last show. You can check that picture out on my social media. Going against the Pyramids of Power, who we're going to be with. Gibbs, no gimmicks, Gibbs. He will be in the corner. Of course, he's now part of Collusion. Not much of a comment on that match, really, by me. So, we also have the legendary Bull Dredd, who we've been speaking about all throughout this show, and he'll be taking on Mooch in a rematch.
Yeah, that's going to be a barn murder for sure. I mean, when we saw them at the last show, and Mooch was kind of paid respect in his own little way. But it quickly became heated, and here we go. We're off and running.
Absolutely. Let's see. Let's get to the Coliseum show, so then we could sign off in a few minutes, and I'll give you some time to speak too as well. The Coliseum Pro Wrestling, which is, of course, it's going to be Friday, April 26th. This time we used to run shows on Saturday. Get to meet me. I'm doing commentary, of course. It's going to be the commentary booth will be shaken up quite a bit for this event. I'm going to have one of the hosts of the Six Man Tag podcast stepping in for a match. I know Matt DeCourt is going to help me with the New Age matches. And of course, we're going to always have my partner in crime, Kales, in that booth as well. But we've got an extraordinary lineup. We've got the debut of the one of one, Daniel Riley. I'm not familiar with him very much, but I'm going to trust Coliseum management, because when they bring in new guys, new talent, they've always bring in guys that are very, very good and very talented. So I'm looking forward to that. The Strong Will champion, of course, the premier, Luis Leon, defeated Nutrius X at the last show. He will be returning to defend that belt.
Yeah, that was a great match as well. So, yeah, we'll see where that heads up. But right now, the premier is
running. He's on fire. Yeah.
Yeah, he is. He's running stuff.
Member of First Class as sponsored by New Age Wrestling, Tony Leyenda. So this making his Coliseum Pro debut. I'm looking forward to this, seeing him in a Coliseum ring. I think he's very talented. I think you're going to be very impressed with him. If you're going to that New Age show, you're going to see him this weekend.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll be there.
As I just mentioned, he wasn't at the last show. He's returning for this show. Matt DeCourt will be the voice of Coliseum Pro Wrestling. I guess that's me, but you know, the voice of the New England would be Matt DeCourt. He's coming back. So I have, and then the tag team champions Hustle and Muscle returning to defend those belts.
Yeah, they've got they kind of have a new attitude with that new gear, and I like that.
I like those jackets. They were giving Kells a hard time at that last show, and I'm
they're flashy. They go with the belts.
Yeah, of course, Coliseum Pro Heavyweight Champion Fly Nine Noriega. He'll be accompanied by Idrick Cash. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, you talk about Fly, I get goosebumps.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, and I've said this for a long time, 100%. This guy is going to – he's got the proverbial it. He's going to be – he's got the charisma. He's got the it. He just needs the right exposure, and he's going to get there.
He's got a great ring – awareness. Yeah. He's real good when it comes to he's good on the mat and he's good in the air. So yeah. he's a tough competitor for anybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see what else we got here. We have Daje Simone returning. It's been a little bit since we've had her in a CPW ring. Last one was at Nightmare on Main Street. New Age Wrestling Fans Choice Champion Alan Bano returning. Jermaine Marbury is coming back in singles action. Sean Knight of The Haven, so the Prince of Greatness, as they call him.
Really?
Yeah, so this should be – I'm looking forward to that. He's had some singles matches in Coliseum Pro early on. He's taken part in the Coliseum Heavyweight Championship Tournament. Back in 3 years ago, because this is our 3-year anniversary show. That would be Opportunity for Success 1. As we mentioned earlier, I mentioned this guy earlier because we're going to be seeing him at New Age Wrestling this weekend. But Jorge Sante, the Inner City King, will be making his Coliseum Pro debut. I'm really looking forward to seeing him in our ring. And that's it. That's what we have now listed for Coliseum Pro Wrestling coming up. Is there anything else you want to throw out there before we decide to get out of here?
No. Make sure people tune in to your interview with Alan Compass when that drops. And, you know, to let people know that the indies are everywhere. I mean, and with social media, not just the platforms that I use or to my followers, but to everybody, that you could Google, you know, independent pro wrestling near me, boom.
Yep.
And start that way. Check out a show. Just got to go online and look for it. And you know, it's a family affair. It's a good time.
Buy your tickets. It's you will spend less than you will at a WWE or AEW show. You can bring your family for a pretty much affordable cost. A lot of the guys are upfront and personal. You can sit there and they're selling their own merchandise. You can shake hands. You can talk to them.
Yeah.
They will sign autographs. They will take pictures. It's not, you know, independent wrestling is a different beast. It's I love totally. New wrestling. So.
It's yeah. totally more user friendly, so to speak,
yeah.
You know, because you get to be, like you said, up close and personal and, you know, meet some local heroes and have a good time.
Absolutely. So with that, I just want, I have one more thing to mention before we get out of here. So we've had some issues with Pro Wrestling Wire this past week. A lot of times the site was down. I know I kept sending links to you and you're like, the site's down. I'm like, what are you talking about? We had to switch servers. We were having trouble with the server. Dennis, the head of ProWrestlingWire.com, decided that he's had enough of this. We switched servers. Everything is up and running, and it is beautiful, and everything. We have not had any issues as of yet. So just so anybody that was aware, you know, it made it a very difficult week and very difficult to post the articles. So just letting you all know that it is up and running, and I want to I want to thank everybody for their patience while we got this fixed.
Shout out. I'm going to be doing the potato, and we'll talk more about that maybe in the future. It's going to be dropping in April, where I'll be doing some, try and get some in the ring type of, or ringside interviewing of some of the talent so that we could share what their feelings are with upcoming matches and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I want everybody to check that out. The potato will be coming very soon. So if you want to take another minute and talk about that, you're more than able.
I just basically am looking for another way where the talent can connect with wrestlers more on a raw basis, where I could be ringside and they could, right there amongst the fans on their way in or out of the ring, give me some of their ideas or thoughts on their upcoming match or the match they just won or lost. And I get it raw, and I've got fan reaction right there possibly, but it's something we're talking about.
Well, I want everybody to keep an eye out for it. Go, of course, check out ProWrestlingWire.com. There's going to be new stuff coming up today. I know we got some results to post. Dennis posted a bunch of stuff yesterday. I was unable. I had some family things to take care of. But today I'll be working on a bunch of stuff, so I want everybody to check it out. I know Uncle Otis is going to be doing some stuff as well. So please and thank you. Get to one of those shows we mentioned. Send me an email, prowrestlezone@gmail.com. Uncle Otis, I want to thank you for joining me here today. We're definitely going to be doing this again.
That'd be great. To everybody, thanks for tuning in. And, we love you. And we hope to see you at a show.
Support independent wrestling.
Please.